With SRN News, I'm Ron Zarockstrup. Heavy rain in the Northeast could cause travel headaches, but there's no major storms in the forecast for the New Year's.
Drivers in parts of the Northeast will need to prepare for rainy travel, especially along the I-95 corridor, says National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
There could be some isolated instances of flash flooding as well with that, but for the most part, it'll just be nuisance heavy rainfall causing some travel headaches.
And he says the winter storm that hit the Midwest is mainly over and the New Year's forecast is looking pretty decent.
There could be a little bit of rain and snow in parts of the central and northeast, but it doesn't look like any major storm at this point.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's prime minister says the military is deepening its fight against Hamas despite U.S. calls for Israel to curb civilian casualties in Gaza and international pressure for a ceasefire in the face of overwhelming casualties there.
Israeli forces have expanded their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza. In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling Hamas, "We have fighters on the ground, sometimes also underground, and we have eyes in the sky. We see you and we will get you." The offensive has produced scenes of chaos at Gaza's hospitals. The World Health Organization's Sean Casey.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. There's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Also, the right now on Dow futures on Wall Street early this morning, Dow was down 52 points early, but the Nasdaq's up by 40 and a quarter, while the S&P 500 is barely nudging the meter at one. This is the Big Bowl weekend. This is SRN News. Pope Francis is allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples, and most Protestants are saying, so what? But one evangelical believes the pontiff's decision will have an influence on the LGBT debate in this country.
It's going to impact the way that people, especially in the larger culture, say, well, you know, evangelical Christians who can't go along with the LGBTQ revolution, it just turns out you are increasingly standouts. You're the exception, not the rule. Why we now have the Pope, we now have the Vatican on our side, going so far as to bless same-sex couples.
Dr. Albert Moeller heads the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Evangelical Christians standing on biblical authority, the faith once for all delivered to the saints who have no room to negotiate, we're going to find ourselves abandoned by many others in the culture who at least used to say the same thing.
More about his other topics at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. U.S. online retailer Zulily closing down, laying off hundreds of workers.
The move has surprised Zulily customers, and the company says it expects to fill all pending orders within the coming 2 weeks. It says it's trying to ensure that orders that cannot be filled are canceled and customers are refunded. Zulily's liquidation follows several rounds of layoffs as it struggled to compete with Amazon. I'm Donna Water.
Jacques Delors, a Paris bank messenger's son who became the visionary and builder of a more unified Europe in his momentous decade as chief executive of the European Union, has died in Paris. He was 98. And Wolfgang Schlabel, who helped negotiate German reunification in 1990 as a finance minister, was a central figure in the austerity-heavy effort to drag Europe out of its debt crisis. 2 decades later, died at age of 81. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.